With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Lee Smith was born in the coal mining town of Grundy, Virginia, where a host of aunts, uncles, and cousins gave her not only a sense of security, but a gift for storytelling.
They were all talking all the time, so I grew up with hearing a lot of stories and hearing a lot of talking, and anything that could be told in a simple answer never was. It was always a big anecdote, and it still is.
Lee Smith was a senior at Hollins College in Roanoke, Virginia, when she wrote and sold her first novel, The Last Day the Dog Bushes Bloomed. 20 years later, Smith is out with her sixth book, a novel called Family Linen. Lee Smith wanted to write of a group of family members, each seeing their interrelationships through different perspectives. But
I have trouble with plot. I can make up all these characters, but I have a lot of trouble thinking of anything for them to do.
But something in the news caught her eye.
And then I read in the newspaper this case where this middle-aged woman went to the doctor because she had these recurrent headaches, and he hypnotized her, and under hypnosis she remembered that she had seen her father kill her mother and cut him up with an axe.
And that's how Family Linen starts, with a woman after hypnosis going home to confront her family with the new realization that her mother may have dispatched the father with an axe and disposed of the remains in a well. It is not a gothic horror tale, however. Family Linen was meant to be a funny book. Lee Smith, who lives in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, has no intention of abandoning her native South and finds the routine of daily life the only stimulus she needs.
I need to be the kind of person who drives carpools and goes to the grocery store, goes to the PTA, and just does sort of normal stuff.
That's Lee Smith. Putnam's has published her novel, Family Linen, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.